The Skagway Borough Assembly discusses the merits of the West Creek Hydroelectric Project. And a German kayaking violinist finds rhythm and serenity in Haines. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Jillian Rogers. Those stories and more up next. At the Skagway Borough Assembly meeting last week, a proposal to apply for a grant that would fund an environmental review of the West Creek Hydroelectric Project turned into a discussion about the merits of the project itself. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
The Assembly voted to authorize the municipality to apply for a $500,000 grant from the Alaska Energy Authority that would fund an environmental review of the West Creek Hydro Project. Borough Manager Scott Hahn says the review would examine potential impacts to a number of things, including transportation, aesthetics, noise, air quality, cultural, historic, and archaeological resources, recreation, socioeconomics, and environment. This kind of study is required by the National Environmental Policy Act. The goal of the hydro project is to provide clean energy to cruise ships docked in Skagway during the summer in order to cut diesel pollution. The Yukon government has also expressed interest in sharing the hydropower. Some Skagway residents would rather the area of West Creek remain undeveloped. Jeff Brady lives on West Creek Road.
West Creek is up a beautiful valley that would impact our community greatly.
Brady says he wasn't against the environmental review, but he didn't agree with wording in the resolution that says the municipality wishes to move ahead with licensing for the project. He said without public support, the municipality shouldn't make that kind of statement.
There is no widespread support for this project, as you know.
A survey from a few years ago shows divided opinions of the hydro project among Skagway residents. 44% of respondents said they supported it, 31% said they did not, and 24% said maybe. Assemblyman Gary Hansen echoed Brady's concern that the project doesn't have the public's backing.
We're going forward on with a project that I don't think has public support. We've had people come here and talk to us in meetings past that they don't support this project.
Assemblyman Dan Henry said he had not heard resounding opposition from people. And he said Skagway needs to address the pollution that comes with its cruise ship industry.
I've heard some people say they don't want it because they want to keep West Creek pristine, and that would be great. I'd love the whole valley to be pristine, but we invite 10,000 people to come in on Tuesdays and Wednesdays and 8,000 on the other days and so forth.
Other assembly members said even if there is some opposition to the project, an environmental review will just help inform people. As Spencer Morgan put it, it's knowledge for the voters.
In applying for this grant, we're getting free money for education. And it's education for the community on what potentially could be a very contentious issue. And I think any time that you can educate voters on an issue that will be probably a pretty big one, and the money is going to be given to you to do this, I think it's the responsibility of the Assembly to apply for a grant like that.
The resolution to authorize the municipality to apply for the AEA grant passed 5-1, with Hansen voting no. Borough Manager Hahn says he will file the application before the end of this month. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.
Two European kayakers made their way from Vancouver Island through the Inside Passage and landed in Haines last week, offering locals a special musical treat along with striking tales of the trip thus far. Next stop, Dawson City. Katarina Gulman and Milan Paklopnik landed in Vancouver at the end of May with a used collapsible Clipper tandem kayak that they bought from eBay. But they didn't have much else. I'd say they had a well-thought-out, detailed plan, but they didn't really have that either. What they did have was time, gumption, and a violin. The pair of longtime friends, Gulman from Germany and Paklopnik from the Czech Republic, have traveled the world together. On this trip, they have kayaked from Vancouver up the BC coast and through the Inside Passage on their way to Dawson City, Yukon. Along the way, they have stopped to camp out in the wilds of Canada and Alaska, and visited communities to resupply and share Gulman's musical talent.
We like to be outside. We like to travel away, like slow, by foot, by canoe, by kayak, by bicycle, through the nature, through the untouched landscape. And as I am a violinist, I always wondered how I can bring these things together, my passion for the nature and this kind of travel and the art, the playing. So, and it happened that I just take my violin with me.
Gulman has been playing and studying the violin since the age of 6. And while she is classically trained, she has found a love for improvising. She plays wherever her wanderlust takes her and with whomever she meets. She says while in the kayak or camped ashore, she hasn't been playing, no serenading bears and otters for her. But once the duo reaches a town or village, she's eager to share her craft.
And this trip, it came beautifully together that the concerts were possible in the communities in Wrangell and in Petersburg, and two little communities to be passed by, and in Juneau, and now here. Like, so people are very, very thankful.
The kayak trip was a long-time dream of Puck Lopnik's and has offered both of them the chance to test themselves mentally and physically. And while there have been many challenges, the pair agrees that it's usually the adversities that become the highlights.
Everything was suddenly so overwhelming, but then when we started to get ready the concerts and the concerts happened, it was so wonderful to be with people, like on the level of sharing something and to see that people like nature the same way. They just have different approach, of course, but this doesn't matter, you know. It didn't matter at all. And so it was the same thing, you know, what was the challenge turned to be the best.
That's Puck Lopnik, who says the peace and serenity they have found on their journey so far is something that we were all meant to experience in some way or another. He says the balance of being completely isolated and then dropping into towns filled with people was tough at first, but like the backaches and blisters, he learned over the weeks to embrace it all. Gulman agrees that when you stop to listen to the world around you, you become intrinsically intertwined.
There's always something that's very alive around. There's no boredom. There are birds around, there are trees around, there's wind around, waves, and everything feels very friendly.
Despite lots of rain in Alaska and 1 3-day stint where they had to hunker down because of gale force winds, they've been happy with the weather and ecstatic with the trip as a whole. Gulman has performed in several Southeast communities and is hoping for shows in Whitehorse and Dawson too. And it doesn't matter where she plays either, whether in a church, a bar, on a street corner, or at Lookout Park on a Friday morning. Haines' newest police officer started this morning, and the department is optimistic about the hire. Officer Ryan Rutland was sworn in on Friday, and after a weekend to get settled, he jumped in head first. Most recently, Rutland came from Texas, and while he has no experience working as a police officer, his background in enforcement is varied and extensive. After more than 5 years in the U.S. Army, working in intelligence, infantry, and as a marksman, Rutland's most recent experience includes owning his own company that provides instruction on firearm use and fundamentals. He was a firearm technician at a gun store before that, and a security officer with an international security services company prior to that. Interim Police Chief Robert Griffiths says all that experience adds up to a promising new addition.
I think that that's really the strong foundation that we were looking for in Haines. We can build him into an effective police officer if he has the right mindset and skill level, and from everything we've seen and everything else, he's willing and able.
Griffiths wasn't sure about Rutland's small-town experience, but says the fact that he's new to Alaska doesn't really matter when it's the right personality. He says that because Rutland doesn't have experience on a police force, he also doesn't have any undesirable habits picked up from policing elsewhere.
Since he hasn't been in police work, per se, it'll be a lot easier for him to learn the way that we expect it to be done.
The Haines Police Department is still short one officer, with a pile of applications being worked through currently. Griffiths says they have made an offer but are waiting to hear back on whether or not he can make the move to Haines. For KHNS News, I'm Jillian Rogers. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.